Hi, it's the Samuel Gill Review. Today I'm reviewing Captain America, the first Avenger, the fifth and penultimate Avengers movie. Starring Chris Evans, Hayley Atwell, Tommy Lee Jones, Hugo Weaving, Dominic Cooper and Stanley Tucci. Unlike previous Avengers movie, this one is set in World War II with modern day bookends that tie into the Avengers. And it pretty much is more a period movie than an actual superhero movie. This installment is directed by Joe Johnston, who also directed another World War II superhero movie called The Rocketeer about 20 years ago, and it has the same feel, and it also has a very adventurous Raiders of the Lost Ark element to it as well. Like The Rocketeer, Batman Begins, and even his first Superman movie, most of the movie is the origin. You don't see the Captain America costume until the last half of the movie. And this is kind of a good thing for an origin movie, because this will basically give Captain America his full stage to be Captain America in the Avengers. So this is more like a prequel to the Avengers, really, because he is the leader of the Avengers. Being mostly an origin story and being set in World War II can be a problem for the younger children. So when you go, just don't expect another 4 Iron Man slam bang in your face movie. Even though there is a lot of action from beginning to end, but it involves mostly Red Skull, played by Hugo Weaving, and most of the World War II action and other setups and story elements. This movie is about how Steve Rogers, who wants to join the army, who's very short and scrawny, and he wants to join the army, but he's not allowed to because he's deemed unfit. So he joins a program, a military program, that gives him super soldier serum that makes him big, tall, and bulky, and powerful, Captain America, basically. The villain in this film is Red Skull and Hydra, which is the leader of, and the Nazis, which gives us a lot of war action, war scenes, and not a lot of superhero action until he becomes Captain America by the end. Some of the action is actually seen in the theatre, where the main character is sitting watching propaganda war films with Captain America in action. And he's actually seen at first as Captain America in a stage show promoting and trying to get bonds and donations for the war and the war effort. Then he goes on one mission in that outfit. Then after that, you tend not to support the movie, by the way. He goes into the actual real outfit later on. The acting in this film is pretty good. And considering actors chosen, quite big stars, especially Tommy Lee Jones and Stanley Tucci, as expected. And it makes for a very good drama action movie. And this film isn't really bogged down with all the Avengers references and scenes like, say, Iron Man 2 was. But there is Avengers stuff, but you can actually ignore it. So this movie might be for those who aren't interested in Avengers, so they can actually get into it. But you just ignore the beginning and the end of it. As for the Avengers references, well, basically you've got Dominic Cooper playing Howard Stark, Tony Stark's father. And he has all the inventions, machines, and he's part of the program that turns Steve Rogers into Captain America, the super soldier. And then you have the super serum that's used as super soldier program mentioned in The Incredible Hulk and used in Abomination in that film. Then you've got the cube found by Red Skull, which was made by Odin. And this gives him the power of extreme power to fight the war with, which will be used by Loki in the Avengers. As expected in an Avengers movie, there's a scene after the credits, which involves, as usual, Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson. And this time it involves a trailer for the Avengers movie next year. So look out for that. You can only be seen at the cinema, this trailer. So expect a couple of minutes of absolute awesomeness for next year's movie. The score I would give for the last solo Avengers movie, and being a wartime movie and being a very lengthy origin and very old-fashioned, like movies of 20 years ago, this might not appeal to the current audiences, and it could be considered as a standalone movie the best of the Avengers movies. But on that basis, I would have to give, not 5 out of 5 for being entertaining, I'd say 4 out of 5. I am Samuel Gill, and see you next flick.